Hello and welcome to another episode of the Africa Biotech Conversations podcast. I am your host, Adrienne Lusa, and today I have a really, really special episode that I'm bringing to you. It will be a combination of a live recording as well as a conversation that I had with Erin Rankin, who is the general manager of the One Bio Innovation Center. I should say the just recently launched One Bio Innovation Center. So the live recording you will get is on the day of the launch, and Erin will give us a rundown of the vision behind the OBIC, as it is also called. Hello, Erin, and welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. So a brief introduction. Erin Rankin is, like I mentioned, the general manager of the OBIC, or the One Bio Innovation Center, where she plays a pivotal role in supporting South Africa's growing biotech startup ecosystem. She has a background in genomics and molecular biology, and she has previously worked as lead teams at the Center for Proteomic and Genomic Research, or the CPGR, still here in South Africa, where she was the microarray platform lead and a genomics technician. Erin brings her expertise in managing advanced biotech platforms and her commitment to driving inclusive innovation across Africa. She's passionate about fostering collaboration within the biotech community and enabling access to world-class research facilities for emerging biotech entrepreneurs, which is very fitting for her new and current role as general manager of the OBIC. So, Erin, to kick off our conversation, can you tell me why Cape Town was chosen as the base to support the OBIC and biotech innovation in Africa?
Cape Town has a massive biotech startup hub, especially spin-outs from the universities that are based in Cape Town. Initially, when this conversation started a couple of years ago, it started with the One Bio Venture Studio, which is a venture capital fund run by Jean-Marc Amalfi and Nick Walker. They're based in Cape Town. They deal with a lot of biotech startups. And one of the needs that came up was lab space to do work. And obviously, being fitting that this is where a lot of biotech startups are, we found it fitting to start it here.
Amazing. And what is the vision of this innovation center that just got launched?
Sure. So the idea behind it is that companies need a space to work. And again, obviously having had these conversations, one of the things that came up was that this need isn't being fulfilled. If it was, there wouldn't have been this need. And so that's kind of where we started with this. Our idea is then to have companies come in that are startups, so at like the pre-seed, seed stage, to start their proof of concept work. And instead of having set up their own lab or trying to squirrel away and try and find space, they have a lab offering that offers everything that they would need in terms of molecular biology techniques, as well as anything other than that. We are open to the conversation about any kind of equipment and instruments they need. Specifically, being scientists, we at least understand what's in the lab and what is needed in the lab. And that's kind of where we are with that. We'd love to have multiple companies working in here showing their proof of concept, and then hopefully moving on one day, creating their own lab, growing and expanding, and then having the next set of biotech startups come in as well. That's the goal.
Amazing. Amazing. And I can attest that is a real big need currently, not only in Cape Town, but on the continent. But I guess you have to start somewhere. And I think, like you said, Cape Town has all the makings to be an ideal starting point. And hopefully this grows beyond Cape Town. And I know that One Bio currently is looking to be inclusive in this offering. Can you tell us a little bit how this inclusivity will be done in to ensure that people have access to this facility?
Yeah. So obviously there's a barrier to entry when it comes to funding for these kind of situations. And we've been very lucky enough to get our core funding from TIA, which is the Technology Innovation Agency. And with their support, we are aiming and hoping and able to keep our cost as low as possible. So companies that come in don't have to spend a fortune on leasing up the space and then can't go any further than that or can't even join the OBIC because it's too expensive. So our main goal is to keep the cost as low as possible to have as many startups in the space as possible so that they can actually show the concept and go from there. And that's any company that is in any kind of molecular work or anything of it.
Speaking of which, can you maybe describe some of the specific resources and technologies that are available in the space and how these resources can facilitate the growth of your tenants?
Sure. So there are two parts to this. The first one is that we've focused very much on having an office space for companies to work with dedicated offices as well as dedicated lab desks for their people to work at. Enough of a space as well so that they feel like it's their own office. They're not working in a shared environment. The lab space as well will have bays for companies to work in as well, and I'll get to the resources more. And then a big part that we need as well is community. And we are doing that by hosting something called Biotech and Beers, where we have biotech entrepreneurs, founders, co-founders, wannabe founders as well, have a conversation where they can all discuss. And that's where bright ideas start, right? Is through different conversations. And so we have all three of those legs, which we're standing on. Within the lab, we have obviously received funding from TIA. We've also had immense support from Eppendorf, and private sector funding shows that this is a need that they also are buying into. So within the lab, we have state-of-the-art equipment that would be needed, anything from air handling, so molecular biosafety cabinet, and then ensuring that all the small parts as well that are needed, we have it as well. So we've got a bunch of glassware. I'm trying to think through now quickly. Our lab's obviously on the backside is a shared environment as well. So any kind of analytical work you would need, any kind of PCR, we've got some thermocyclers. We also have a dedicated tissue culture suite, a dedicated microbiology lab, which would then be a shared space that can be used by all companies. And then the labs, or the main lab itself as well, also has a tissue culture suite and the shared, or the bays that will be just for dedicated companies. With that then as well, those bays will include a fridge and freezer combination that will be only used for that company, so they don't have to share it with any other company, as well as glassware, pipettes, baby centrifuges, and vortexes. Like the small things that you would need as a basic molecular startup.
And I just have to say, I went in for the launch of the One Bio Innovation Center, and immediately you walk in, you are greeted by this beautiful, beautiful, pristine lab space, one of the best that you will come across. And as Erin said, the bays are really, really big per company. I wonder if, you know, at the start of stage, you might not even be able to use it up all, but it's there to accommodate you as you grow and as you bring in new team members and as you expand your startup vision. And really, really very well designed. And I want Erin to actually tell us a little bit more about the space for recreation. There was a really creative room there, something really, really unique.
Obviously, for us, community is a big thing. As much as there are so many people in this environment, the science community is also very small. Everybody knows everybody. And it's the connections that you make throughout this journey that help propel you in the future. So one of the things that we really thought was a need was a recreational space where if you've had a bad day, you can go in there and just blow some steam. We've got a ping pong table, dartboard, a PlayStation, just a place to like really hang out and have conversations, right? So whether that's with people who are in your team or people outside of your team, it's always good to bounce ideas off everybody. I like to say that like the most important conversations are the ones in the passageway and not, you know, in your office in a meeting, but it's rather the spontaneous spur of the moment conversations. That's kind of what we're trying to do. Yeah? And this will obviously also be emphasized by our Biotech and Beers event, which will be every 2 months. And that now, instead of hosting it outside, we'll have it hosted here at our recreational space. Yeah, and then any kind of, if we have a company that wants to come in, or we have a guest speaker as well, we've got enough of a rec room space to move everything out of the way, chairs, and have a proper event as a seminar, demo day, any kind of talk. And our hope is to kind of have this as a hub for that, so that we can create this community and live in this journey together.
Yeah, yeah. And I know currently you guys are just occupying the ground floor of that building, and there's still room for growth. So I just really want to, you know, give people the curiosity, plant the seed of curiosity in their minds. Go check it out. Even go in there just for a visit. Erin is the most hospitable host. She will take you around and she will make you feel at home. And maybe you can consider it as your next, you know, spot to grow your biotech business. And this is to our audience who are mainly biotech entrepreneurs and people who support biotech. So moving on to our conversation, Erin, I know that OneBio, like you mentioned, partnered with the Technology Innovation Agency, Eppendorf, Vivid Air, to bring this dream into realization and to establish this really, really beautiful space, which actually was named or is named after the late Michael Fichard, who was once a guest on this podcast back in 2021. But unfortunately, we lost Michael in early 2022. And it was so beautiful to see that his legacy lives on in this lab, which has been named the Michael Fichard Lab. So bringing this lab to reality, took partnerships. How critical are these partnerships to the success of the center? And what role do you see these partnerships playing in supporting the biotech entrepreneurs that will be taking tenancy in the center?
Oh, it's a loaded question. We would never have been able to do this alone, obviously. Funding from both the government side of things and the private sector is the driving force to this, right? And we had both Tia and Eppendorf here giving a speech at the opening as well. One of the things that they brought up was, we need to work as a team for this, right? And we need to show that in order for technology to be innovated and to go, you know, progress, especially being in Africa, we need this kind of support. So having the support from TIER obviously shows that it is a need that they've seen that they need to address as well. And having their partnership in this is really special to us. And then having funding from the private sector, like Eppendorf and Vivid Air as well, or these partnership, shows that they see the need for it as well. And it shows that exactly what we're doing, there's a reason behind it. And, you know, it's been a need for a long time that we're so happy to have this opportunity to be able to support and enable biotech startups. Long term, while we're really hoping to continue these partnerships, engage with more companies around more partnerships as well, and see how far we can take this. This is just the beginning.
Of course, we know biotech entrepreneurship is a long-term endeavor, very capital and resource intensive. So this is a good beginning to see partnerships already coming together and bringing a dream like this into realization. I hope that this encourages other provinces in South Africa, other countries in Africa to see how the public sector, the government, can join forces with the private sector to support the growth and thriving of biotech in Africa, given the importance of biology to our well-being and even the potential for biotech to improve the economy and the standard of living of the population. I think this is a great, great, great proof that people can work together and make great things come to pass. So yeah, thanks so much. And I hope that this is as your call to other companies, other potential partners to come in and work with you guys to support the biotech entrepreneurs in the region is well received. So how do you see the One Bio Innovation Center evolving over the next, say, 5 to 10 years, both within South Africa and across the continent?
So there are obviously multiple factors to this, right? First of all, we see the center being very successful, having a lot of biotech startups in here. We have capacity for several of them to be here with the goal of supporting them in all of their needs, especially at the start, and then even supporting them further, seeing how they can grow and how they can move on, start their own lab, on from that as well. We have a lot of expertise when it comes to funding as well, which is fantastic to pass on to them. From there as well, we have the option of bringing in other companies that can come through, and we can then start the cycle. At the same time, there's always opportunity to grow even further, potentially open up centers elsewhere. And on the other side of that as well, any form of training that we could do would be fantastic, right? That's the only way people learn is through training. So if we can have, we would show people how our success could be their success as well. That's a big vision of ours. For now, we're starting with the one center that we have at the moment. We're going to make this fantastic, and then we'll go from there.
Awesome. And I am just thinking, or putting myself in the shoes or the proverbial shoes of biotech entrepreneurs, knowing that the center is linked to One Bio Venture Studios, which is, as many of you would know, a venture studio that is dedicated to biotech in Africa, maybe the only one or one of the very few. And they do have a portfolio of companies that they, you know, invest in, support. And what if someone is thinking to themselves that this innovation center is probably only for One Bio Venture Studio portfolio companies? What can you say to that? I just wanted to get that out of the way.
We are in conversation with whoever would like to chat to us, however they want to contact us, we're completely happy with that as well. Having the One Bio Venture Studio here obviously helps because they have such a big hand in the startups that are in Cape Town and South Africa and the continent as well. It was a big driving force to start the One Bio Innovation Center because they know the needs of the startups, right? So the companies that they've invested in have obviously helped drive it, but it's not just close to their portfolios at all. We are open to everybody. Yeah, I mean, I think the opening was a testament to that as well, right? So it was an open opening. Anybody was welcome, and we had so many people from completely different companies come and have a chat with us that it's not just them.
Okay, it was awesome. And talk me through, if someone is interested, how do they proceed if they are interested in joining or in being part of the One Bio Innovation Center? What is the process?
So we believe in having a conversation first and meeting someone face to face, having a chat about what their needs are, if we can accommodate their needs. So the best way would be to contact us via LinkedIn, via email, give us a phone call if you'd like to as well. And we go from there. That, I think, is our big part of, we need to get to know these companies on a personal basis at least, right? So we don't want it to be just a through email and never know anything about them, especially because the sector is such a fast-paced growing sector. It's good to have these networks that we have as well.
Okay. And I know that inclusivity is a core focus of the OBIC. How do you guys plan to ensure that the opportunities, because yes, it's a big center, but it can only accommodate so many at this point. It will probably grow. It will definitely grow. But at this point, there's a limited space. There's limited capacity. How do you plan to ensure that the opportunities are accessible to a diverse range of biotech entrepreneurs, particularly those that may face barriers to entry. I mean, biotech in itself already limits, you know, access to certain entrepreneurs from certain backgrounds. But I know that this, having spoken to both Nick and Marco in the background, I know this is centered to them. How do you guys plan to ensure this?
So obviously, it's a really good question. And when we reach max capacity, it's something that we're going to have to discuss about how we do it. The one thing that we have discussed is having some form of selection committee that helps choose companies will join the One Bio Innovation Center. When we get to the point that we're at full capacity as well, we will obviously start discussing that. We want to try and accommodate everybody as much as we can to the best of our abilities, whether that is maybe on an ad hoc basis of, you know, having them in here half the day or half of the week. So at least they have some kind of community engagement. Being part of the One Bio Innovation Center also obviously includes you in the community we're trying to grow. So at least having somewhat of like almost a membership to that. So if we can't necessarily accommodate you with physical space, we can with the community space of it. Mm-hmm. So at least you're still having access to that from that side. And just, yeah, including everybody to the best of our ability.
Another question that I can foresee in the mind of biotech entrepreneurs is, yes, you guys are in Cape Town, so maybe the guys in Cape Town will get first access to the center. And also people outside of South Africa who would go now onto your LinkedIn or onto the website and see, you know, the magnificent world-class facilities that you guys have put out there and would want to join. How do you guys plan to, you know, be inclusive to biotech entrepreneurs from outside Cape Town, outside of maybe even South Africa? And what about Africa? You know, there might be people who are looking to localize to Cape Town for several of the advantages that you mentioned in the beginning of our conversation. Is there room for that?
Of course. So as I said as well, we'll have somewhat of a selection committee that will help with that. And obviously being a physical premises, we would need someone to be here physically. There's no point in them taking out an office if they're not going to be in the office. But if they're planning on moving to the beautiful city, of course, more than welcome to have that conversation with us and discuss. And yeah, we'll definitely show them around Cape Town as well, show them what fun adventures they can have outside of work. In terms of companies that want to be part of One Bio Innovation Center but aren't planning on localizing, we definitely want to have them at least part of the community side of things still. Mm-hmm. And in that way, at least be part of the conversation that we have and part of the One Bio Innovation Center as a whole, even if they're not taking out physical.
Yeah, and we've spoken a lot about community and the mission to build community that is very center as well, or central to the mission of the OBIC. How can international biotech players engage with you guys and support this growing community? What are some of the areas that you can see might benefit from support for global collaboration?
So obviously a big thing is training. Knowledge transfer is something we need to also consider. If that's in the form of training or demo days, talks, seminars, whether that be via virtually or in person, you know, getting to learn more from experts in the field is always a plus. And if a company would like to, let me think of an example. Yeah, a company who's got a really good piece of instrumentation or, you know, some kind of software that's going to be beneficial to biotech startups, have a conversation with us about how we can offer that, you know. If it's something that's then on offer to members of the OBIC, that would be fantastic. And just creating that relationship with international entities is the best way to do it, right, to drive South African economy forward as well.
Fantastic. This is really, really inspiring because I've been doing this podcast now for almost 3 years, and I've kind of in the sidelines watched the growth of the biotech ecosystem not only locally, but around Africa. And this center is proof that things are definitely moving in the right direction. It's really, really exciting that we now have a dedicated center with shared lab space, shared office space, and community building activities just for biotech. Like, this is really, really fantastic and exciting. And I'm really, really grateful. I'm grateful, Erin, that you took time off what should now be a very busy schedule to come chat to us here on the podcast about the OBIC. And maybe one last question for you personally, Erin. Why did you choose to be general manager of this OBIC? How does it feed your own personal career advancement? And I ask this question and I'm going to spin it off in a way that most of my loyal audiences know. I'm a big fan of women empowerment, and seeing you, Erin, a young, dynamic woman at the head of such a pioneering venture, I'm curious to just get into your head and know why did you opt in for this? And yeah, how can your journey motivate female biotech entrepreneurs, both aspiring and current, to come in and take their rightful place at the center?
Yeah, you know, when we first had the conversation, this is the best way for me to explain it, right? You know when something excites you as soon as you start talking about it, like either something feels right or just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
When we first had this conversation, I kind of went, wow, this is fantastic. I mean, this is exactly what I want to be involved in. And that's kind of where it started, right? It started with one conversation and I could just see this vision immediately of like how we can make this work and how I could play that role as well in helping make it work. And that was kind of like what made me take this leap of faith of, you know, we're going to make the One Bio Innovation Center the best that we can. And being scientists and having worked in the lab environment already, going, cool, if we start this from fresh, how would I want it to work? I think that background and knowledge definitely helped to get this place up and running. And I mean, a lot of people know as well, we got it up and running really quickly. We moved into the space the start of August. I mean, we had our opening last week. So that was definitely very beneficial. And yeah, I love working with people. I love like the management side of things. I love the organization side of things. I'm passionate about science. I'm passionate about getting South Africa just up there with the top of the top, right? And being part of that and just playing like a tiny part of that excites me. So yeah, that's kind of how we got to this place. It's been a whirlwind, I will admit, but it's been a very exciting time and I feel very honored to be part of this entire movement. Mm.
Amazing, amazing. And back to that specific question about women, what will be your call? Because yeah, technology in general is not very, very diverse. And I hope that you being at the head of the center will make sure that access is also spread out and accommodating of women entrepreneurs. Can you share maybe some of the things that the female or women biotech entrepreneurs can look forward to in joining the center?
Yeah, you'll see me.
Amazing.
You have any idea if there's anything that you want, like we're here to listen and we're here to make it work for you, and that goes for everybody, you know. And I think that's the thing of inclusivity as well, is making sure that everybody feels comfortable in the space, making sure it's a space that you can work in and work to the best of your ability and show what you can do as an entrepreneur.
Fantastic. So I hope that the call has been received and that you will be joining Erin shortly to be part of the One Bio Innovation Center. And on that note, Erin, I don't know if there's any last words that you would like to, anything I haven't asked that you really want to talk about regarding the One Bio Innovation Center?
I think we've covered it all in Salt River. yeah, it's a beautiful space to be in. And if anybody wants to come visit, we're just a call away. I'm excited to see a lot of new faces from this podcast as well.
Amazing, amazing. And also, we spoke about the biotech and beers. Can you share how people can get involved if they are interested in that?
We actually sent out our next biotech and beers invite this morning. So mm-hmm. It'll be on the 3rd of October and it starts at 6 p.m. and it'll be at the OBIC. If anybody's interested, they're more than welcome to message me. I will then send the invite to them. Yeah, and anybody's welcome to join. If you receive the invite via a colleague or a friend as well, click the link, just RSVP. The tickets are free. Come say hi, come have a chat with us. Come have a chat with everybody else that's there as well.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing. Thank you so much, Erin. And thank you to our loyal audience who keep tuning in time and time again to follow what is happening in the biotech space in Africa. As I always say, it's buzzing, it's bubbly. There's so much happening, and we need you to keep supporting and keep tuned. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to rate this podcast so that we can keep welcoming amazing guests and keep you tuned in on everything that is happening on the biotech scene in Africa. On that note, I am your host, Adrienne Losa. And I hope that you will spread this news and join us again next time when we speak to another amazing biotech entrepreneur or ecosystem supporter of the biotech scene in Africa. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Erin, for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Erin? Just
guys, welcome. Thank you very, very much for being here. We've had a bit of a running joke between Nick, Erin, and I over the last couple of days, watching the MailChimp RSVP numbers just go up and up and up. It's an amazing turnout. Thank you for being here. A lot of familiar faces, especially startups. So if you're a startup, go, yeah. Yeah, it's a familiar. How's it? So thank you very much for coming out, guys. This is not a traditional biotech and beers, so a quick apologies. So all of the startups who have become familiar with biotech and beers, we haven't had one for a while. I hope that what you're seeing here explains why we've been so busy. So thanks for bearing with us, and thanks for coming out tonight. A quick intro for those who I haven't met just yet, and hopefully we'll rectify that by the end of the night. My name is Gianmarco Melfi, and I'm a co-founder of the One Bio Innovation Center. What I would like to do is a couple of quick points. The big one, what is the One Bio Innovation Center? And then, of course, there are a number of thank yous to be made. None of this would be possible without incredible support from a number of entities. So we'll get into that in a minute. But first, and I'm going to get techie, I'm not going to get too techie. And if anyone's interested in more of the kit side of things and how we've laid out the lab, I'll with pleasure go into more detail afterwards. Into more detail after this with pleasure. But overall, the One Bio Innovation Center is essentially a home for top performing biotech startups in South Africa. It's a world-class lab space, office space, and importantly, an often forgotten community. So I'll give you the techie bit first. So the laboratory is split up into a couple of core functions. The first one on my left in the room behind me here, and you're all more than welcome to go and have a look, is a containable two-ready tissue culture suite. With all the mod cons you'd expect, I'm seeing lab faces nod, which is fantastic. Okay, so containable two-ready TC suite. To my right is a containable one tissue culture area, could be converted to containable two in future. Behind me, right at the back, is a big microbiology focused lab, again with all the main features you'd need from a serious molecular biology workflow for microbiology. And then of course where everyone is standing, our big open plan CL1 area. So important to note in terms of kit, I'm not going to go through every piece of kit because it's a hell of a list, but just to give you an overview, actually a quick thank you. Over the last 2.5 years, I've emailed a lot of startups, obviously the portfolio a lot and broadly. Thank you to all of the startups who have responded to surveys. The big thing about building lab space about this, a lot of shiny kit that not everyone is going to use doesn't really serve anyone. So for those who've responded, we've listened to you. We've interrogated those lists thoroughly, and I think what we're putting together is going to tick a lot of boxes for a lot of companies. So thank you very much for those surveys. In terms of general kit, well, some of the things we received, two main pieces of feedback. One, MBSCs or biosafety hoods, the thing that you do any sterile work in. Again, I'm seeing lab faces nod, fantastic. We've started out properly with 8 MBSCs from huge 1900s, you'll see a couple of those dotted around, to a couple of 1300s, just to avoid what is a really big bottleneck in a lot of molecular biology labs. And now I'm gonna rattle. 6 CO2 incubators, quant studios for QPCR, thermocyclers, qubits, nanodrops, enough centrifugation to spin a lot of stuff, a lot of all the real mainstay pieces of kit that everyone is going to be able to use. And that's part of our V1 kit out. In each of the bays you'll see around you, and thank you, Erin, for labeling them so nicely. Unlike other ecosystems where you will potentially rent a bench about yay big, what we would love companies to have is essentially a lab within a lab. So we'd love companies to have an entire bay that is just for them. It's kitted out with all of the basics you need, a full set of the Rolls Royce, Epinor pipettes, microcentrifuge, vortex mixer, all the glassware you're gonna need, and a fridge-freezer combo. Now I'm looking at lab scientists again. When you come in the morning and someone's moved your antibody and you don't know where it is, none of that. It's yours, you can arrange it as you see fit. That's all part of our V1 kit out. V2 is gonna be a lot of fun. The first tenants and members that join the OBIC, we're gonna work with really closely on those real big pieces of kit. I'm talking flow cytometry, ACTA, HPLC, fluorescent microscopy, sequencing. We could go and squeeze the trigger on something that might not work perfectly for you guys. So we're gonna wait. The first guys that come in, we're gonna tailor all of that to what you guys need. We think that's the most pragmatic way of going about it. Okay, that's enough of the techie. There are 3 complete elements of the OBIC: lab, office space, and community. The office space, I hope you've had a look around. One of the big things from the survey was that companies want their own office, and I don't blame you. So we built offices at an expense. We built a number of offices for you guys and amazing artwork. I'm sure you guys have noticed the graffiti from Falco One. I think it's really cool, I hope you do too. But in total, we'll have 8 lettable offices for startups, as well as dedicated desking for additional staff. No one likes hot desking. So we're gonna have dedicated desks that everyone can make use of. Your desk is your desk. You come in the morning and it's like coming into your home, it's yours. I think that's pretty much it for office. Community. Okay, the important pillar, one that we've kickstarted a while back with biotech and beers. And again, I'm sorry it's taken a while since we were on the next one. What we've also, of course, got is our rec room. I hope you've all had a look. We're gonna be hosting biotech and beers here every second month. And then on the altering month, we'll have a closed door session with the members of the OBIC. We've had great success bringing in founders who can actually share their story, the good stuff and the bad stuff, in a bit of a closed door session. With more events to come in time, I have no doubt. So lab, office, and community. And now on to the thank yous. And there's some really big thank yous to thank. So first of all, none of this would have been possible without generous support from government, and in particular, TIA. We started this journey a while back and they've been an incredible partner the whole way through. So with that said, I'd like to please welcome Mahotlo from TIA onto the stage to say a few words.
Not only that, actually, but I need to rephrase, I'm terrible at giving speeches, so it's a real pity for you, Nick and Marco, that instead of an eloquent, you know, celebration of this incredibly beautiful space, you're stuck with me, but let's make the most of it. There's a lot that we can say about TIA and its offerings, but I'm just going to focus on just one thing, and it is the reason we're all here. We have a program called Technology Platforms Program. And what this program intends to do is to provide support to a range of players in the ecosystem, whether you're a biotech startup or people playing in the genomic space, because we understand that innovation, at least parts of it, are pretty expensive. Not everyone is able to afford the kind of kit that we, you know, that's in this place. So the program seeks to provide entities in the country, and we have a bunch. I see Tim here, we have a genomics lab somewhere in the general facility. My directions are terrible. It's a genomics facility. We have an imaging laboratory at UCT, a drug discovery facility, also at UCT, bioprocessing platforms, and a number of these entities. All these actually meant to enable others to innovate. So we take the hit financially to enable people to use spaces like this on a shared basis. So that is why we're here today. The other thing I want to do is to pay tribute to these two gentlemen over here. We've worked with them starting from One BioVenture Studios. The one thing that I think I've appreciated about this relationship, it's not just a money issue. It's about having open, frank discussions, listening to each other, aligning expectations, which change just about every day. But I think what you've done is to demonstrate your ability to hear us when we've had issues. And hopefully with this thing that we have heard in terms of what you can offer. I really must say that it's been an absolute pleasure working with you. And I have no doubt that the space is going to be an amazing space to support staff. So thank you very much. Tamo over there made secure the funding. I work with an incredible team of colleagues. Tabo Katleho next to her. We try and do our best to support our stakeholders. And lastly, let me also thank my dear colleague Lisa, who's helped us putting together this event. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mahotlo. A couple of other thank yous. So a story probably from a good while ago. Immobizyme, Dom, where are you? Yes. So Dom and the Immobizyme team, when I actually first moved home from the UK, before I started with the Venture Studio, I came to them saying, why is there not a big co-working lab for all these biotech startups? And Dom was, yeah, we should probably do that. So this idea came from many years ago and a lot of hard yards behind us. But Dom, I just want to say thanks to you, Ethan, Nick, for your guys' time in the early stages. Really, really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Yeah. So thanks to Tia, we are off the ground and we're rolling. But none of these initiatives are really possible without also significant private sector buy-in. Aaron, Nick, and I had a very targeted approach when coming to kitting out the lab, reaching out to the Rolls Royce of manufacturers to start, hoping that they'd be able to support with either donations of kit, significant discounts of kit, or loaning kit, because it is rather expensive. And we had an overwhelming response. So just to name a few names that have supported, Linda for our CO2 incubators. I've had some great experiences with those, and I hope you guys will too. Vivid Air, all of our MBSCs. Thermo Fisher have come to the party hugely. Sartorius, I'm looking for faces. And I really apologize if I've missed anyone off, but an enormous thank you has got to go out to the lion's share of the equipment for this lab is coming from Eppendorf. And we couldn't have imagined a better supplier to support us. It's fantastic. We throw around terms like world-class lab space quite a bit. Once all of the Eppendorf kits is in here, this is world class. So a huge thank you to Eppendorf. And with that said, I'd like to please ask Kwame, Managing Director of Eppendorf South Africa, to please come up and say a few words.
So good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Myself and my colleagues here represent Eppendorf South Africa. I will not be telling you about the brand itself because most of you are associated with it. Lab space, so you do know it. But I will tell you about a story about it in South Africa. But I must say, I saw this facility on the 11th of July, and I do remember the day very well. It was cold, it was wet, and windy. And miserable, actually. Yeah. And this is after we had a few sessions with this gentleman, you know, remotely from Johannesburg. And they gave indications of timelines. And I had question marks in my mind. And that's because I've just gone through a process of building an office in Waterfall. And I do know the challenges went through. So then I saw the facility and they said, yeah, this should be up and running in 2 months. And I thought, credit to you folks. This is really impressive. Well done. Yeah, well done. Yeah, so it's really a long story about how Ipinov finally became, had a, you know, the first affiliates in Africa here based in Johannesburg. It came from the realization that the African continent continuously kept being trivialized and marginalized when it comes to introduction of technology. And we thought we could do something about this by having a physical presence in the country so we could make the technology available to the community that needs it. So that's the story, and it started on the 31st of January 2023. And when I flew in here to Johannesburg to start this project, and Qantas left my staff in transit. It was gone for 3 weeks before I got it back. But 11 months later, we managed to get the facility up and running. So the facility we've got in Waterfall City, which is just across the road from the Mall of Africa. So when you next you come shopping, you should come across and visit us. It's really, you know, world class. Yeah, you would have access to all the state-of-the-art innovations that Ipinov has got. We've got this on display so that the community can come and interact with this instrument before you make a buying decision. We also do have an instrument repair center that this gentleman here is in charge of, Peter. Yeah, and then we do have a pipette calibration laboratory as well, also state-of-the-art. Right? And for me, the most important bit about the space we've got there is our training center. And that comes with an objective to contribute towards capacity building on the African continent, starting from South Africa. Yeah. This country is known for the passion. You know, some really well-renowned scientists, you've played your role on the world stage when COVID reared its head, and is recognized around the world. But when it then comes to introduction of, you know, the technologies, Africa must wait, right? We tend to try and break this back by making the facilities available, but importantly, training people to build capacity, human capacity, but also technology and infrastructure. And so, as I said, when I came across the passion of these two gentlemen, exactly like your comments, I was blown away. You elude the confidence that comes with the facility and what it will deliver. And very quickly, we saw a connection between our idea of helping to build capacity by contributing the instruments here. So you folks, the startups, you have access to the best technologies from day one, right? And the idea is you build your protocols with the best in the world. And finally, when you do come out with your big discoveries, that make it on the world stage, you can tell the story about how they actually came about. Right. So certainly on behalf of my colleagues here and on Ipinov, we do wish you folks, you know, all the very best. This would work, I can see it already. And we look forward to celebrating the discoveries that would come out of this place in the future. Thank you very much and enjoy the rest of your time.
Thank you, Kwame. My name is Nick. I'm the other co-founder of the Waterby Innovation Center, and thankfully for you guys, I don't talk as much as Marco. But speaking about Marco, we took occupancy, proper occupancy of this building just over a month ago, and it's incredible to think what has happened in that time, and there are really two people to thank for that. One being Marco, and the other being Erin Rankin, who is the general manager of the Waterby Innovation Center. Erin, where are you? She's at the back. She's someone you should get to know. She's been incredible. Many of you would have noticed when you walked in today that this lab is called the Michael Fickard Lab. For those of you who knew Mike, you'll know exactly why it was called the Michael Fickard Lab. For those of you who didn't know Mike, Mike was the co-founder of OneBio and my business partner for many years. And Mike in business had two very strong beliefs. One was that entrepreneurship can transform an economy, and the other was that biotechnology has the potential to change the world for the better. So I think that it's fitting that we now stand in a lab that bears his name, where these two things are designed to come together. So I'd like to raise a toast to Mike and the official opening of the Michael Fickard Lab. Cheers. When Marco and I set about coming sort of with a plan and the vision to create the One Bioinnovation Center, we had two very central aspects that we wanted to hit. One was world-class kits and world-class facilities, and the other was affordability. You can tell by this mission that neither of us are accountants, because cheap and world-class doesn't really go together. But through the tremendous support that we've had from our partners, mainly Tier and Eppendorf, we believe that this can be possible. As promised, I'm not going to speak very much more, but I do want to invite you to put an incredible food truck outside serving macaroni, the best macaroni in Cape Town. There's lots more drinks. We'd like you to invite you to have a wonderful rest of your evening.